And Corey put this car together for us. Shane told me that this was a guy I needed to do it with, and it was just a blast all weekend long. We were able to win a heat race, or three for three, win, and that was really cool. And we had a little softer right rear, I think, or something different tire-wise, and then second place, he was a little stiff. That's why he came there at the end pretty good. They told me he was coming. But, you know, I was really proud of all our guys. I got to thank all our sponsors, K&O Ready Mix, and it's just been fun. I'm looking forward to the Cup race next week. It's good tune-up.
Austin, how much fun is it to race with these guys, you know, sort of what they're comfortable with and stuff? And I guess I should point out, you've won more races here on dirt at Bristol than you have on concrete.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's pretty cool, and hopefully we can add another one before it's all said and done to take the dirt off of here. So I'm going to beg Jerry to do it every year. I don't know if he can, but this is a lot of fun. Just know my background being a dirt racer and running dirt late models and running with this crowd. And I know I got the itch for that super, watching the supers run tonight. And then the last night, it was like, oh man, maybe that's something we do the next time we come back here. I know there's a World of Outlaw show, but got to get prepared if I'm going to do that. Had a fun though with the crate, and hopefully that really works out for us next week on Sunday. The experience we gained watching the track conditions change, and I thought the track prep did a good job, and we'll smooth out some of those holes for the Cup cars. And past that, the conditions should race really well for Sunday.
Austin, my question is kind of similar. You're a student of dirt racing. You grew up doing it. Now you love dirt late model racing. You didn't get to really Austin race it. I don't know. You probably remember that.
Well, you know, Dale McDowell won 20 years ago, and he was kind of my, I was his, what do you call it? He was my mentor, and I kind of like followed him, and he taught me. First dirt car I ever drove was with Shane and Dale at their school. And so Dale went in here 20 years ago. It was pretty cool to come win. Track he won at, and I watched the old VHS, I think, of him winning. That's how long ago it was, and it was pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, it look at the car count out here this weekend. It was so special, and had a good time, and just a lot of good-looking race cars here over this week, and it was just cool to be here. It's what racing's all about. I mean, 1,300 race cars, and quality of cars were amazing. Car count's up. It's cool to see that short track racing with dirt cars.
That's sort of the follow-up I had on that is just how good is this both for dirt racing and for NASCAR? I mean, you saw such a big crowd here tonight. It's almost like a NASCAR crowd.
Yeah, it was a great crowd, and I think you show it that they can compete with any venue, you know what I mean, and bringing a lot of dirt people here. And I think the show that we were able to put on in the Supers and throughout the field, it will only entice people to come do it the next time. I know there was a lot of rumors out here thinking this place was going to be too fast or track prep wasn't going to be good enough, and people are going to be getting hurt. And I think that the track prep was really good, and I think it's a good sign for years to come coming out here and racing.
This next question is from the press box. It looks like there are dips in turns 3 and 4. How do you think this will affect the Cup race?
Well, you know, dirt cars out here, the Supers have a soft tire, big tire, a lot of power, and they can run up the track a little bit more. But the track prep, I think they can learn and do some things a little differently to help our cars race better. Obviously, the conditions, though, tonight, where you see the track start to get black from top to bottom, I think that's the best our track's going to race. We definitely don't need to be having those holes. I don't think our shocks can probably take it. We'll be blowing shocks out. But I think we'll do a good job learning from this week. I think Swift and all of his guys have done a great job, and they'll be ready for Sunday next week.
Congratulations, Austin.
Thank you.
Good luck. Tomorrow, open the honor.
Yeah.